We interrupt this broadcast to bring you a special news bulletin direct via satellite from our on-the-spot task force.
No sports, no rock, no information for mindless chatter. We're your station.
Stand by for news.
News on the mark.
Newsroom in New York.
You have tuned in Turn on the News, the weekly newscast from the radio network, with all the radio coverage of the radio. Now with computerized news readers, with fewer meddling humans, and more aggregated reporting and automated music. Tune in Turn on the News each week for the latest news, radio art, and more from our robot reporters, making sure you hear both sides, good and evil, every time you turn on the news.
Then I'll just, there's good news.
These are dangerous times.
Nah, I don't like that.
Well, try just putting a, even if it takes a hair more time, putting a little bit more of a wry thing on correct.
Track 13.
This announcement from the producers of this record contains important information for radio program directors and is not for broadcast. The first cut on this record has been cross-format focused for airplay success. As you well know, a record must break on radio in order to actually provide a living for the artists involved. Up until now, you've had to make these record-breaking decisions on your own, relying only on perplexing intangibilities like taste and intuition. But now, there's a better way. The cut that follows is the product of newly developed compositional techniques based on state-of-the-art marketing analysis technology. This cut has been analytically designed to break on radio, and it will, sooner or later. For the station that breaks it first, the benefits are obvious. You lead the pack. Yes, no matter what share of this crazy market you do business in, no other release is going to satisfy your corporation's current idea of good radio like this one. On this cut, we're working together on the same wavelength in scientific harmony. But remember, this cut is constructed for multi-market breaking now. Don't waste valuable research with needless delay. We've done the hard work of ensuring your success. The final step is up to you. Special designer song follows in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Any brain activity whatsoever, but we are able to keep the patient breathing through the use of the respirator. There's no family to make the difficult decision to terminate the apparatus, so our policy is to keep the patient breathing for as long as we can. There's no sign of any brain activity, but we are able to use the respirator to keep the patient breathing through the use of the respirator. There's no family to make the difficult decision to terminate apparatus. So our policy is to keep the patient breathing for as long as we can. There's no sign of any brain activity, but we are able to use the respirator to keep the patient breathing for as long as we can. In the absence of a family member who could make the difficult decision to terminate the apparatus, our policy is to use the respirator to keep the patient as long as we can. There's no sign of any brain activity. We are able to use the respirator to keep the patient fat to make the difficult decision to terminate the apparatus. So our policy is to keep the patient breathing. Family
difficult ruminate apparatus.
So our policy is
to breathe
as long as there's no sign of any brain
activity,
but we are able to use the respirator to keep the breathing
Oh.
you breathe the air out there? You certainly can taste it.
Well, tonight, 75 million Americans from New England to the Midwest and as far south as the Carolinas are under air quality alerts. That's because smoke from wildfires in eastern Canada is causing dangerous pollution in the U.S.
Those strange and dangerous scenes in the skies above a large section of the United States. Wildfire smoke from Canada, it's affecting nearly 100 million people across 18 states.
And, you know, we're going to have that kind of glaze to the sky throughout the day again today because of that wildfire smoke. And it is coming kind of from an unusual direction. You might think of western wildfires. We talked about this yesterday. And again today, it's actually coming from wildfires in the eastern part of Canada. Big blocking pattern in the atmosphere has us in a north to northeasterly flow rotating around this big area of high pressure along the U.S.-Canadian border. And so bringing that in, it's picking up on smoke and especially in Quebec for wildfires there. And that smoke is very prevalent along the eastern seaboard, but also getting into the Ohio and Mississippi River valleys.
Major air quality issues this morning from Minneapolis to New York City and all the way down to the Carolinas. Toxic smoke from wildfires in Canada have drifted south and threaten the health of about 80 million Americans right now. Medical professionals say people with asthma and allergies are seeing their symptoms worsen. It's the most dangerous, though, for elderly folks, pregnant women, and young children.
Thank you. all you see is all your life will ever be. Run, rabbit, run. Dig that hole, get the sun. When at last the work is done, round it down, it's time to dig another one. How you live and how you fly, but only if you ride the tide, balanced on the biggest wave, race towards another grave.
Been just an awful time in Canada. Some of the worst forest fires they've ever had. First they were out in Alberta, then they were in Nova Scotia, and now we got them in Quebec and even Ontario. Up to 6.7 million of acres have already been burned. I think this could be a record. If not, it's closing in on it. But this time, the smoke is actually reaching the ground. You can actually smell it.
The preceding show was recorded at Wave Farms WGXC in the Hudson Valley in New York State.